You're listening to Christian Audio's production of Christians Get Depressed Too by David Murray. This book is read by David Murray. This audio recording was produced in 2015 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This edition, issued by contractual arrangement with Reformation Heritage Books, originally published in English as Christians Get Depressed Too, copyright 2010 by David Murray. All rights reserved. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. To my lovely wife, Shona, thank you for everything. Yes, everything. Preface. Perhaps you picked up this small book out of desperation. Perhaps, like many Christians, you are secretly suffering from mental or emotional distress, maybe depression or panic attacks. And you've tried many remedies, but are growing no better, only worse. Or perhaps someone in your family is suffering in this way and you just don't know how to respond or help. Or possibly you're a pastor who feels helpless when you know that one of your beloved sheep suffers from mental distress. Whatever your reason for opening this book, I hope you will find something in these pages that will either help you in your suffering or that will help you in ministering to the suffering. My choice of title, Christians Get Depressed Too, is intended to oppose and correct a very common Christian response to Christians suffering from depression. But Christians don't get depressed. How many times have you thought that, said that, or heard that? How many times have Christian pastors and counsellors made this claim, or at least implied it? If it's true that Christians don't get depressed, it must mean either that the Christian suffering from depression is not truly depressed, or he is not a true Christian. But if this notion is false, what extra and unnecessary pain and guilt are heaped upon an already darkened mind and broken heart? This book will argue that some Christians do get depressed. In the first chapter, we'll consider why we should study depression. In the second, we'll ask, how should we study depression? Third, we'll look at what depression is. Then we'll look at the different approaches to helping people with depression. We'll look at what the sufferer can do, what caregivers can do, and what the church can do. Before we go on, though, perhaps you're wondering, what qualifies me to write about this subject? That's a valid question, which I will answer in four ways. First, let me make clear that I am not a medical doctor. I have, however, checked all the contents with an experienced medical doctor and a Christian psychologist, both of whom have long and first-hand experience in treating many patients with depression. Second, I was a pastor for 12 years in the northwest of Scotland, both in Wester Ross and the Outer Hebrides, areas with some of the highest rates of depression in the world. I've had multiple contacts with people who suffer from depression and also with some who have eventually committed suicide. My motivation and methodology in writing then is not academic, but practical. I desperately want to help sufferers and those who minister to them. That's why this book is short and simple. Depressed people cannot read hundreds.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?